Welcome to Induction Vault, a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. We're about to begin.
U2 frontman Bono puts his Irish gift of gab to good use when inducting reggae pioneer and global superstar, the late Bob Marley, into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The praise Bono gives is equal parts celebratory speech and rhythmic poem, with an almost lyrical cadence, appropriate to pay tribute to showman, shaman, human, Jamaican Marley. Then, Rita Marley, Bob's widow and musical collaborator, accepts the honor on his behalf with a moving speech comprised of Marley's iconic song lyrics, underscoring the power, spirituality, and timelessness of his music, as well as his advocacy for the rights of Black people worldwide.
Right, well, I know claiming Bob Marley as Irish might be a little difficult here tonight. But bear with me. Jamaica and Ireland have a lot in common. Naomi Campbell, Chris Blackwell, Guinness, a fondness for little green leaves, the weed, religion, the philosophy of procrastination. Don't put off till tomorrow what you can put off till the day after. Unless, of course, it's freedom. We were both islands. We are both islands. We were both colonies. We share a common yoke, the struggle for identity, the struggle for independence, the vulnerable and uncertain future that's left behind when the jackboot of empire has finally retreated. Ooh. Roots, the getting up, the standing up, and the hard bit, the staying up. In such a struggle, an often violent struggle, the voice of Bob Marley was a voice of reason. So when I heard Bob Marley first, I not only felt it, I felt I understood it. So, it was 76 in Dublin, and we were listening to punk rock. It was The Clash who brought him home to us, and that EC cover version of I Shot the Sheriff. That man. Yeah. These were love songs you could admit listening to, songs of hurt, hard but healing, tough gong. Politics without rhetoric, songs of freedom where that word meant something again, new hymns to a dancing god, redemption songs, a sexy revolution where Jah is Jehovah on street level, not over his people, but with his people, not just styling, jamming. So, the Lion of Judah, down the line of Judah, from Ethiopia, where it all began for the Rasta men, where everything began. Well, maybe. So. I spent some time in Ethiopia with my wife, Ali, and everywhere we went, we saw Bob Marley's face. Royal, wise, Solomon and the Queen of Sheba on every street corner. There he was, dressed to hustle God. Let my people go. An ancient plea, prayers catching fire in Mozambique, Nigeria, the Lebanon, Alabama, Detroit, New York City, Notting Hill, Belfast, Dr. King in dreads, a third and a first world superstar. Mental slavery ends where imagination begins. Here was this new music, rocking out of the shanty towns, born from Calypso and raised on the chilled out R&B, beamed in from New Orleans, lolling, loping rhythms, telling it like it was, like it is, like it ever shall be, skanking, ska, blue beat, rock steady, reggae, dub, and now raga. And all of this from a man who drove three BMWs. BMW, Bob Marley and the Wailers. That was his excuse. Rock and roll loves its juvenilia, its caricatures, its cartoons, the protest singer, the gospel singer, the pop star, the sex god, your more mature messiah types. We love the extremes and we're expected to choose the mud of the blues or the oxygen of gospel, the hellhound on our trail or the band of angels. Well, Bob Marley didn't choose or walk down the middle. He raced to the edges, embracing all extremes, creating a oneness, his oneness, one love. He wanted everything at the same time and was everything at the same time. Prophet, soul rebel, Rasta man, herbs man, wild man, a natural mystic man, ladies man, island man, family man, Rita's man, soccer man, showman, shaman, human, Jamaican. So, the spirit of Bob, the spirit of Jah lives on in his son Ziggy and his lover Rita Marley. I'm proud to give them the award. I'm proud to welcome Bob Marley into the Hall of Fame. Amen.
After the break, we'll hear Bob Marley's widow, Rita, accept on his behalf on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction vault.
Wow. Thank you very much, brothers and sisters. Rastafari live, you know. As Bob would say, there's a natural mystic that's flowing through the air. And if you listen carefully, you will hear that it's coming through the air of the fantastic Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Brothers and sisters, we want to thank you. We have here tonight members of the Wailers, members of the I3s, Bob Marley's mother, Mrs. B. We have here Ziggy Marley. This is Kimani Marley. And this is Julian Marley. Brothers and sisters, I was sent with a very special message to you tonight. And I need to put my glasses on. I don't want to make no mistake, because this one is coming from Zion. It says there's a natural mystic blowing through the air. And if you listen carefully, you will hear. When the morning gathers the rainbow, I want you to know that you are a rainbow too. We're a rebel. We're a soul rebel. We're a capturer, we're a soul adventurer, and he is a buffalo soldier in the heart of America. I and I come to break down pressure. We want to rule equality. We want to wipe away all transgression and set the captives free. The bars could not hold me. The forces could not control me. They tried to keep me down, but Jah put I around. Now open your eyes and look within. Are you satisfied with the life you're living? Don't forget your history. Know your destiny, because in the abundance of water, the fool is thirsty. But like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water that bring it forth fruit in its due season, everything in life has its purpose. It finds its reason in every season. No woman, no cry, because everything is going to be all right. Now say something. Say something. Right. Because we're going to emancipate ourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Yeah. So won't you help me sing these songs of freedom, redemption songs. Brothers and sisters, on behalf of the family and friends, we thank you, God bless you, and we love you.
for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. For more on your favorite inductees, to shop inductee merch, or to plan your trip to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, visit rockhall.com. Plus, view the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction special on demand on HBO Max. Our executive producers are Noel Brown, Shelby Morrison, and Risa Gerke. Supervising producer is Taylor Chacoin. Research and archival assistance from Isabel Kiefer and Shannon Erb. Thanks again for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. Induction Vault is a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.